on your heart and in your thoughts and in your prayers. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Job, chapter number 1. The book of Job, chapter number 1. Our thought today is this: the accuser. When you turn to the book of Job, you will find there that this is a man who suffered greatly, and he had much that he had to deal with. When I think about Job, I think about a man of integrity and a man of great faith. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty has a desire for us to have integrity and great faith. He desires for us to be all that we can be so that we can shine brightly in the face of hardship and in the midst of trial and tribulation. Our message today, as we stated, is entitled "The Accuser." In the book of Job, in chapter number 1, Lord willing, today, friends, we want to be able to look at verses 9 down through verse 11. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hath not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and the substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." Dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, he began to remind us of the adversary who has a desire to seek and devour each and every one of us. As we said, today's message is entitled "The Accuser." I want you to know something today. When you look here at Job chapter number 1, you will find there that accusations by the devil was leveled at Job. For you see, dear friends, the old adversary had a desire to destroy and to tear Job down. With his agenda has not changed over the centuries. Satan still has a desire to cause problem and hardship in your life. But I want you to understand something today. He will level against you much as you walk down life's way. But he is constantly doing something. He's doing something that's affecting us all. He's accusing us. He's railing against us. He's persecuting us. He's doing all that he can to hinder us and to bring us to a spiritual low. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at God's Word, you will come away with knowing that the ministry of the devil is the same today as it was yesterday. That's why the Bible says in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 10, that the old adversary, the devil, he's the accuser of the brethren. Oh, I want you to know the Lord knows his agenda. He knows his tactics. But all the while, the Lord knows all these things. Satan is leveling accusation after accusation against you. Oh, what hurts and hinders so much in the day and time in which it is that we live is when the old devil rubs salt in the wound, when he knows that we have failed and come short. What he desires to do is to bring problem and hardship in your life and in my life. Oh, dear friend, take heart today that the Lord loves you and he cares for you and he knows that the accuser is doing all that he can to tear you down. But take heart, because greater he that is within us than he that is in the world, if we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Oh, I want you to know, I get down and out as you do. And when I fail and come short of the glory of God, the old devil is quick to bring accusation against Lynn, just as he does you, just as he did Job. His tactics are relentless. If he can bring problem and hardship in your life, he most certainly will. He has a desire to suppress your witness and to bring about hardship in your walk with the Lord. When I thought about Job, I thought about this man of great faith, had suffered greatly. But you see, dear friend, Job had a strong faith in God Almighty, and that sustained him, had enabled him to face the accusation and the hardships and the trials of life. Well, the same God had blessed Job, and the same God had praised his name, blesses us today in the very midst of the accuser, in the very midst of the one who has a desire to tear down and to wreak havoc in our lives. I want you to know something. What hurts me a great deal is when somebody makes an accusation against me, when somebody browbeats me, when somebody causes verbal attacks against me. That's very disturbing. Oh, can you imagine? Just think for a moment. The ministry of Satan, he is constantly before God leveling accusation after accusation against you day in and day out. I tell you, friends, let us be prayed up. Let us be ready to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and know without a shadow of doubt that God, praise his name, will see us through. Oh, he's seen Job through, and praise his glorious name, he will see us through. In the face of hardship, in the midst of accusations, the Lord will bless us, and praise his glorious name, he'll help us. Oh, when I looked at this, I thought about the book of Zechariah. If you get time, take a few moments to look at Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. You will find there that the adversary was leveling accusations against Joshua. Oh, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Ghost, he's ever present help in time of trouble, when you're at your lowest, when it seems as though all is falling apart. That's when the Lord God Almighty is at his closest. Oh, dear friends, take heart today. You may feel low, you may feel spiritually despondent, but the Lord God Almighty has a desire to stand with you, to cradle you, and to support you, and to bring you, praise God, where you need to be. When I look at men like Joshua, and I look at folks like Job, I'm encouraged. You know why I'm encouraged? Because I see the steadfast love of God Almighty. I want you to know something today, church family. The Lord loves you, and he cares for you. The accusations of the adversary may be having an effect on your spiritual walk, but take heart and know that God will bless you. He'll enable you, help you in your time of need. If you're here today and you feel as though you're out of sync with God, you can be, praise His name, on the path of joy and peace in your life. You know something? The word devil, the word Satan, it means slander. It means accuser. It means adversary. All these things that his names mean are brought about the children of faith. But because he's your adversary, and because he's your accuser, and because he's your slanderer, it doesn't mean he has dominance in your life. You say, how do you know that, Brother Lynn? Lord Jesus said there in Luke chapter 10 in verse number 18, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Oh, dear friends, we have victory today in the very midst of that accuser. Oh, believe, dear friends, that God has a desire to bless us, has a desire to help us so that we can thrive. Oh, that adversary who's like a roaring lion, seeking whom that he may devour, has a desire to bring problems and hardship in your life. That's why that Peter wrote that as he did in 1 Peter chapter 5 in verse number 8. Peter knew who the enemy was. He knew the accusations were leveled against him, but he knew the great power and the might of an almighty Lord that would bless him and help him. I tell you today, friends, the Lord has a desire to help you and to lift you up and to dust you off and establish your goings so that you can bring honor and praise and glory to the Lord. The adversary, the accuser, the slanderer is against you. Is against you. You might say, Brother Lynn, I don't have no enemies. Oh, yes, you do. Satan has a desire to cause all kinds of conflict in your life and in the lives that's around you. That accuser is constantly before the presence of God, bringing accusations against you. I thought about that. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned, failed, and come short of the glory of God. Not some, but all. You sin today, yes. Have you failed and come short today? Yes. Oh, you know the thwart, the attacks of the old adversary. I tell you today, dear friends, walk a walk that's pleasing to God and talk a talk that He desires to hear. I tell you, dear friends, it's God's will that we stay the course and that we keep the faith and not allow Satan to wreak havoc and to tear us down. I believe, dear friends, that it is God's desire for us today to not make His job easy. You fail. You know you fail. You know when something needs to be done in your life. And you slip and you slumber and you put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. Oh, that's all Satan needs. You know, I've heard many, many times, you give him an inch and he'll take a mile. He'll take you farther than you want to go, and he'll hold you there longer than you want to stay. I tell you, the accuser has a desire to cause pain and suffering in your life. Why? Why? Because he despises you. He despises me, Brother Bob. He does all that he can to cause you pain and suffering in your daily life. That's his ministry, to cause heartache in the lives of the believer. If he ain't attacking you, praise be to God, because he will. He will bring about and generate all types of thoughts in your heart and your mind that will cause you pain and cause you suffering. And he'll point them out to God and he'll let him know how you failed and how you come short and how you're useless and how you're worthless. But praise be to God for the mercy and the kindness of the Lord. Thank God for that. I don't have what I have because I deserve it. I have what I have through by the grace of God. When I thought so much about that, I thought about old Job. He loved his Lord, did he not? Oh, the old accuser came, accusing him, browbeating him with a desire to tear him down. But all the while, he stayed the course. When his wife said, oh, curse God and die, he said that she spoke as a foolish woman. I thought about Job a great deal. For in Job 13, in verse number 15, listen to what he said. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. What's he saying? No matter what may befall me, I'm going to put trust in God. That's how he held on. That's how we hold on. Because I tell you, if our life was dictated by the circumstances that befall us day in and day out, we would have fallen by the wayside long, long ago. But praise be to God for our merciful Lord who stirs us by way of the Holy Spirit and compels us to do the things that we need to do in the very midst of the accuser. You want to cause the devil hardship? Walk with God. You want to cause him anger and cause him stress? Talk to God. I tell you today, dear friends, if you and I are obedient to the will of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will bless you and put Satan in his place. God, as I looked here at this word, I thought about how from the very beginning in Genesis to the very end of the 66 books in the book of Revelation, you find there in chapter 12, verse number 10, that not only was, but he is and will be to the Lord, cast him in a lake of fire, the accuser of the brethren. No matter how good you are, no matter what you've done in way of ministry, I want you to know something today, dear friend. He's going to accuse you. He's going to rail you. He's going to ridicule you. And he's going to strive to cause you pain and hurt. That's what he does. That's what he does. Hey, listen. When we think about the work and the ministry of Satan, we think about all these hellions that's running up and down the road that's hellbound. He ain't worried about them. He's done got them. He's concerned with you. He's concerned with you and me because you and I today are the light that the Lord God Almighty has a desire to use in this old dark, sinful world. That it is God's desire for us to stand true to his word in the very midst of the accusations of the accuser. Understand this, friends. Let us know our enemy. Let us know our foe. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, it tells us in verse number 2 of chapter 2 that he's the prince of the air. Listen, a third of the heavenly host fell. Now, Satan's not omnipresent like the Lord. But he moves about. He's got minions out there. He's got those out there that's bringing hardship. And I sometimes think, Brother Donnie, that they say, hey, look at what old Lynn and Donnie's doing. let me take that to the Lord. Oh, let me let the Lord know that there are lowering snakes' bellies and wagons' ruts. Let us know that they are failures and coming short. But praise be to God, despite myself at its lowest, the Lord still loves and He cares. I don't have what I have because of who I am. I have what I am because of who I belong to. Oh, Job was restored. He was blessed. And the accuser kept making accusations and creating problems and hardship in his life. But God restored him and blessed him and enabled him. And praise be to God, He'll bless you too. Is that important to you? It is to me. It's very important to me to be pleasing to God. I don't need nobody to point out my failures. I already know what they are. But rest assured of this, He'll point them out. Rest assured of this, He'll rail against you. Rest assured of this, He'll call you out with all the times in your life that you fail and come short. Listen. Listen. When there's things in your life that you know is hindering you in your walk with God, make it different. Allow God to work with you. Allow God to heal you. Allow God to restore you. Allow God to bless you. Allow God to restore that fellowship in your life. To know to do good and to do it not, it's a sin. You say, I don't like that, Brother Linwood. Take it up with him. My daddy's sitting back here. I grew up here in this holler. And I'll never forget this. I didn't ever like it, but I appreciate it now. When I was a kid up here in these mountains and these woods, you know, I'd come up to him sometimes. I'd say, boy, when I move my arm like this, it hurts. You know what he'd say? Don't do that. Let us not do that. If we know it hurts, if we know it causes pain, if we know it's not right with God, let's not do that. Why? Because the accuser is leveling accusations against you, and he's using it as ammunition to tear you down, as a pressure witness, and to cause your testimony to suffer. Don't do that. I see him feeling come short enough on my own without giving him ammo for more. Oh, dear friends, I tell you, word, the Lord has a desire. He has a plan. He has a purpose for us all. And despite the accusations of the accuser, despite the slandering of the adversary, the Lord will still bless you and enable you, praise God, to thrive. Why? Why? Because He loves you. Because He loves you. You know something? If you know somebody that's talking about you, it sometimes hurts your feelings. Sometimes if they're talking about you, it's only a half truth, well, it hurts your feelings. Oh, I tell you today, it should hurt. Feelings, it should disturb us. Downright angry we should be because of the adversary, the old devil, the accuser, railing accusations against us. Let us be steadfast and unmovable and apply the Word of God in our lives and in our heart so that we can be that beacon of hope that the world so needs. His greatest weapon against you is to point out your faults. His greatest tactics against you today is seizing on your shortcomings. His greatest offensive attack upon you is where your fellowship has slumbered with the Lord. Oh, how many times has he went before God and pointed out all the things that I should have done, all the things that I could have done, and all the things that I haven't done. That bothers me. That bothers me. And oh, dear friends, it should bother you. Why should it bother us? Because of the one that's done so much for us. When you look at the Word of God and you see how that it unfolded, Satan knows his time is short. He knows the crushing blow of the Almighty took place at Calvary. He knows all these things that's causing problems with him and his own. But all the while that he knows he's defeated, he's doing all that he can to cause you pain and suffering. That's his ministry. That's his ministry. Because if he can use a little accusation and a little adversarial tactics against you as a pressure or a witness, he thinks, and it may occur, that you're sowing of seeds in the lives of someone who needs it will fall short. The accuser of the brethren. The accuser of the church, the accuser of the followers of God, the accuser of the faithful is active today. Now think about something. Have we given him reason to level accusations against us before the Father this morning? Is there something in our lives today that we need to reconcile with God? Are there something today that we need to bring to the throne of grace so that we today can depart the house of prayer with joy and thanksgiving in our heart? The Holy Spirit may be reminding us on what it is that we need to do. But Satan, you can rest assured, is making accusations on what it is that we're not doing. Why? Because if we depart the house of prayer without doing what it is that God would have us to do, I got him again. And you may say to yourself, oh, it hurts. When I do that, it hurts when that occurs. Oh, dear friends, let's not do that. Let's not allow it to occur. Let's strive to be obedient to the will of God. You see, dear friends, when old Job could have thrown in the towel, when he could have given up because of all the pain and suffering that occurred in his life, but instead of falling apart, even when his three friends came, Job hunkered down, he dug in, and his faith in God remained. I tell you today, when the going gets tough, it's time for the children of faith to get going. Because listen, the accuser is going to accuse no matter what. That's his ministry. That's his ministry. We sometimes don't think a whole lot about that, but that's his ministry. You say, I had a bad week. Well, has Satan made it just a little bit worse? I've had a bad day. Have we allowed him to stir the pot to make it just a little bit harder? Oh, dear friends, you say, Brother Liam, what do I do? Do I pray about some things? No! I tell you, church, pray about everything. 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 Oh, so many people says, well, mine is small. Oh, dear friends, listen. If it means something to you, it means something to the Lord. Why did the Lord tell his disciples, as we said in Luke 10 and 18, and I saw Satan fall like lightning. He wanted them to know, you already got victory. Live victorious. We can through him. Say, Brother Lynn, is he making accusations against you? Yes, dear friends, as we speak. That's what he does. But you know something? I learned something a long time ago. Long time ago. I'm not going to let him rob me of my joy. I'm not going to let him rob me of my joy. I want to relish and cherish the joy of the Lord. And I believe that's what Job did. I believe that's what Joshua did and Zechariah. And I praise God. I know that's what we can do. When I think about John, the Revelator, in Revelation chapter number 12, and the Lord spoke about the accuser of the brethren. I believe without a shadow of a doubt, he brought joy to the heart of the faithful John. Listen. Listen. Sunday's the first day of the week. First day of the week. Today's the day that we can make up our minds to have a glorious week for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not giving much thought of what Satan is doing, but giving all the thought to what the Lord is doing in our lives. Because you see, I don't know about you, but we sometimes get on these pity parties, and we moan and groan, whine, grumble, and complain. And we say, Lord, I need this. Lord, I want this. Lord, I should have this. And Lord, can you help me with this? Listen, dear friends, we all do that. But isn't it high time that we say, Lord, what can we do for you? What can we do for you? And I'm not a prophet. I'm not a theologian, and I'm surely not a scholar. But I can tell you this, dear friend. The Lord has a desire for all of us, for all of us, to seek Him. Seek Him. Because when you and I seek Him, and we embrace Him, praise be to God, the accusers held it back. James says, if you believe and there is one God, thou doest well, for the devils also believe. And you know what they do? They tremble. They tremble. Let us today have the mindset that we're going to put the devil on shaky ground. I have a desire in my heart to allow the accuser no more life in my heart. I pray today that we're willing to stay that course and keep that faith for God. Joy we shall have. You know how I know we're going to have joy? Because He's faithful. He's faithful. Let us today be faithful. If this week has been one of hardship, this week has been one of trial, if this week has been one where you feel as though Satan has knocked you from pillar to post, if you feel like the devil has just leveled all that he can against you, and you want a refreshment, and you want that joy and peace, you've come to the right place. Place then to receive that. Then in the midst of the family of God
and in the presence of the Lord. Every time that we gather here, most every time that we gather here, I will have to say that it crosses my heart and mind what the Bible tells us, where there's two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst of us. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad of that? Listen, when you was being mean as a child and you were talking and you should be talking, anybody ever do you like this? Shh. 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 I used to get done that way a lot. Shh. Shh. Use your inside voice. Shh. Shh. You know something? When you walk this walk for God, and Satan begins to bring some accusations against you, I believe the Lord just does him like this. Shh. Shh. I was in school one time, ministering up at Bryceville. Class was rowdy. Whew. Man. Trying your patience. There's a teacher come in and she said, "Bubbles and smiles, bubbles and smiles, bubbles and smiles." All them kids do. They all hushed. Bubbles and smiles. I said, "I'm going to use that." Could you just see?